It's a Riggs and Allie rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
What are you putting your man through? What are you putting your man in the situation for?
I just got a text that said, what did I do?
Oh, dear
See?
God.
Even now, he didn't know.
Even he feels like he's done something wrong.
Buckle up, baby. Here we go.
You missed it on Friday being gone because I was talking to Riggs off the air about how I am now 40.
Yes,
and
I knew that.
I noticed things around my face start to wrinkle a little more, bags under my eyes, just the aging of skin, right?
I think you look beautiful, though.
Thank you, Gibbons.
Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And while I don't dislike my face, there are things that are starting to bother me on my skin as I get older that I can't fight, okay?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So I had to come to terms with, damn it, I'm old and I'm going to get work done. What the hell? And by work, I mean like Botox, okay?
I mean,
I'm not getting a facelift or anything.
You're not alone. I know a lot of women that do Botox.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing, Riggs.
Yes.
They're not talking about it, and it's pissing me off.
Right.
Because when I started looking into it, and I started asking all these women that I thought just had great skin at, you know, 30, 35, 40, all these bitches are getting Botox.
And
I was like, you do? Uh-huh. And then I asked the next child, like, do you get Botox? And they'd be like, yeah.
I know women in their 20s that are getting Botox.
There are now, which, yes. I know a girl that started in her 20s. I'm not that crazy.
Bro,
but
so now
crazy,
we have to wonder if females in their 20s or 30s, like the TMZ article, good genes or good docs.
Well, actually, you don't have to worry about a thing. As a woman, I have to feel not bad about it. And I question myself. But I told Riggs, I said, there's things I want to get done. I've got some skin issues from my weight loss, major issues there I need to deal
with.
Well,
you've lost 150 pounds.
So I found this medical spa and I'm going to it, this place in Elm Grove, Forever Young. But so then I tell Pottery Guy, hey, I'm gonna get some Botox.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get some stuff done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I'm telling Riggs about this because you know what his response was.
Riggs or Pottery Guy?
Pottery Guy says, well, this is really a trap convo. For a man.
Yes, 100%.
Yes, right? He said, I don't know what to say. I like you. I think you're great. I'm going to smooch you no matter what, so just be happy. And like I wrote him back, Pottery Guy, and I said, you are so right. I said,
it's
women 100% do that fishing for compliments, or they want you to say, don't do the work. I said, this is literally a me telling you I'm doing it and I don't care.
Uh-huh.
But then I looked at Riggs and I said, dude, this is so true for guys. Like, if you just are talking to the guy about, I want to get something done, I want to, you know, get a little Botox or fix this or fix that.
And he goes, go right ahead.
Then he can't. Well, I was, yeah. I mean, well, luckily, I don't care.
You say, go right ahead. And it's like, what? You think I need to have work done? What's wrong with my body? Well, tell me, what happens to be done? And if you say, don't need to, can't win either way.
Because
it's an impossible situation, dude.
A lot of women, if you then don't say you look fine, will get insecure, even more insecure about that.
Oh, yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I get it. So I said, oh, it's like it is the trap convo. Like, women cannot talk to dudes about getting work done or getting anything done with their appearance because a man can't win.
Do you see what I'm saying? 100 million percent. I agree with that. Gibbons, I equated this to her by a woman going, do you think she's pretty? When your woman
100%.
Says, do you think she's 100%. Pretty? Because now, do I think she's pretty? If I say no, well, you're lying. Of course she's pretty. She's way prettier than I am. Why wouldn't you say, just tell the truth? And if you say yes, oh, are you checking out other women? Is that what's going on? You can't win in that situation. You can't put your man in that situation.
You know where you can win, though?
Where?
When you're dealing with your sister and not your man. So, hey, Allie. You're gonna get some work done, huh?
Sure, Gibbons, yeah.
I'm damn proud of it, because you know what? You could use some, girlfriend, and I'm gonna drop the mic right there.
I think
Boom.
Well, I was just telling him that I'm gonna
situation.
Get work done. I'm gonna get Botox. I'm gonna start doing these things women do as they get older, and I don't care. I'm going to a medical spa, and I'm doing it.
Yeah.
And he was like, this is a trap convo. I don't really know what you want me to say right now, because if I say you need it, you know, then you're gonna get upset. And if I say you don't need it, you know, he's like, so I can't win. I'm like, you're right. It's fair. You can't win.
Mm-hmm.
Just say, do you, and let me be.
All right. Well, somebody thinks they have an answer to this. Anna?
I do.
What is it?
Allie, like you, I have lost 100 pounds.
Ooh, you go, girl.
Nice. Congrats.
Yeah. And so my husband, when I went to him and said, I want to have a little nip and a tuck and a lift, he was like, I love you no matter what.
Yep.
You are who you are.
Yeah.
I mirrored you when you were bigger. Now you're smaller and I still love you. And I see the struggle that you feel in your own skin, and if it makes you feel comfortable, I love you. And again, no matter what you are, I love you.
Yeah,
it's true, because that's going to make your confidence higher, which then should help your love life and overall life, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, Allie.
As long as you're not extreme and crazy about it. You know what I
mean? Right.
So what you're saying is Pottery Guy needs to say, I love you, and they need to go to the next
Jesus
level.
Oh.
That's basically what they're saying, right? That's the answer.
Yep.
I can do a little extra.
Love will always find a way.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Bye. See, there you go. Just take it to the next level,
yeah,
Allie.
Yeah, lots of texts. Thank you for your texts. Lots of people texting in saying only psycho women ask if you think a girl is hot and then get mad when you say yes.
Yeah.
That is a trap question.
What's the correct answer when a woman says, do you think I'm gaining weight? Do you think I'm fatter?
I would say, you know what? I'm trying to think of a good response because, yeah.
I don't know what the good response is.
You know what you should say?
What?
Why don't you go weigh yourself? Get on the scale and find out.
That?
Yeah.
But what if she's saying that to you?
I gained weight. Get on the scale and find out then.
What if she's saying that to you?
Know you're skinny?
What if she's saying to you knowing that she gained weight and she goes, I already got on the scale?
I don't know how I stopped talking about my body about 5 years ago because Riggs and Gibbons would talk to me about, like, you guys taught me that is not attractive when women are insecure with their bodies in the bedroom.
Amen.
So I, even when I'm having a bad day, ladies, and you know what I'm talking about where I hate my body, I just act like I love it. You cannot do it in front of the dudes.
I've said that before,
too. Do it with your girlfriends. Do it in your own room.
Mm. I did say that once.
I learned that from you guys.
I said, you know what's not a turn on is you talking about your body like that because I think it's gorgeous no matter what.
Like saying something's wrong with it.
Yes.
Like if I were to go, oh my God, I have fat on my stomach or something. Or
Don't
look at my butt.
So do I. Come here, look at mine.
Right. I'm not saying that. I'm saying that would be the
equating.
Example.
Totally.
That's what I would say. Shut up and look at my fat. Here, come touch it. Come here. Touch it.
Come here.
We want to go to see Camila Cabello.
Ooh.
Oh, we got your tickets coming up next on 103.7 Kiss FM.
A wise man once said, don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
Yes, there you go.
Amen to that.
Thanks for that text to 71037.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.